Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Is this Constance?
Yes.
Hi, Constance. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Family First Home Care, and I just hung up the phone with your service coordinator, Lauren, and she tells me that you and your mom are looking for caregivers to cover. Both of you have 24-hour care, correct? Now, how do you want the hours broken up? I usually break it up into three shifts. So it would be 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., and then the overnight is 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. Does that work for you?
Well, currently I have caregivers that have been here a
Okay.
while, and we
Okay.
do,
That's why I'm calling. All right.
yeah, we do have shifts already in place. That is the ideal shift we've always strived for. However,
Okay.
it turns out that a lot of the start time, 7 a.m., I found, because we've had this service for almost 5 years, and I found that a lot of times there's a more potential for them to call out at a 7 a.m. start than a 9 a.m. So
Okay.
currently, right now, I'm not saying we can't change it,
No,
and
you're
that's
fine.
something we can talk about, but 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. is what I have right now. But and then we do like a 5 to 9, which I'm having trouble finding coverage for because it's just a 4 hour shift.
Five
And
to
then
nine.
yeah, and an overnight. So I really have to sit down and get through all of the hours, tell you the caregivers that I have, what shifts they work, and all of that. And I can do that, but I can't do it right now at the top of my head because I
Okay.
have another nurse that's here right now that's for my mother. So
Okay.
what I'm gonna do is, can I, is there a way I can call you back and give you all this
Of
information?
course, of course. The number I'm calling from is my direct line, so it comes right to my desk. My name is Sarah. In the meantime, I'm gonna send out a blast to my local caregivers to see if what their availability is like, and then we'll talk more when I can have a clearer calendar, okay?
So yeah, I can tell you that I definitely need an overnight right now,
Okay.
Thursday through Sunday, Thursday,
Okay.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and that would be a 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. right now. That's what we have in place.
Okay.
And I have a caregiver, and all of these caregivers, by the way, are interested in coming with me. I've had people here. I had one girl here, two girls, two caregivers, women, I should say, that have been with me for almost 4.5 years.
Oh,
I
great.
have
So, of
one that's
course,
here
yeah.
a year and a half. I so we just we're in need of the overnight. And then what I wanted to do was change like the day shift for my mother. I was hoping to do like a 9 a.m. to maybe an 8 p.m. or something like that, like for
Okay.
some of the days. You know what I mean? We have room to play with.
All right.
I would prefer what you said, but it's hard because of
Yeah.
the morning shift.
Okay. So let me send out some details to my caregivers, and we'll talk again soon. And just give me a call when you.
Yeah, it won't be long. I have a
It's fine.
my mom gets additional hospice care, and I have a hospice nurse that's doing an assessment on my mother right now.
Okay.
Yeah, not because she's dying tomorrow, but it's the additional care she gets, which she's
Yeah.
gotten 3 years. It just so happens today is the appointment.
Okay. All righty. So just give me a call when you get a chance, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Constance.
All
Have a
right,
good day.
bye-bye. You
Bye.
too.